Okay, welcome to Maseches Kiddushin, everybody. Today we're learning Kiddushin Daf Beis. The Maseches Kiddushin obviously is the last Masechta in Seder Nashim, and obviously as Kishmo Kenu, it deals with Inyanim relating to Kiddushin. We're going to discuss a little bit already at the very beginning of the Masechta where the Lashon Kiddushin comes from. The word Kiddushin does not appear in the Torah. We have Kicha in the Torah, Ki Yikach Ish Isha, but we're going to discuss why it is that the Masechta is called Kiddushin, and that theme of why it is that it's called Kiddushin is going to appear in a number of places in the Masechta. The Rishonim discuss already why Maseches Kiddushin is the last of the Masechtos in Seder Nashim. L'chora, it should come before Maseches Ksubas, which deals with a Ksuba that's written after Kiddushin. Certainly should come after. It should come before Maseches Gittin, which deals with how to undo a Kiddushin. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos that it's mentioned last because the pasuk says V'kasul HaSefer Kriyos. We learn a lot of dinim that are nogea to kiddushin. That's the hekesh of yotzav ha'isav yitzia havaya liyitzia. So we learn a lot of dinim of kiddushin, and that comes after in the pasuk. The pasuk says v'kasala sefer krisus, and then v'haisal yishacher. Then it describes how she gets married to somebody else. The gemara, the topics that are going to be discussed in the Masechta very broadly are in yanim relating to kiddushin. But not only inyanim relating to Kiddushin, we're also going to discuss a lot of other inyanim relating to kinyanim, specifically kinyani iser, status changes, kinyanim avadim. We're also going to discuss things that are not kinyani iser, kinyanim of karka and metaltalin, and then at the end we're going to discuss inyanim relating to yichus, and along the way we're also going to talk about dine shlichus, mitzvos, mitzvos shazman grama, and mitzvos women are chayivin, that women are not chayivin. We're going to discuss kibud av eim, lebedik masechta. A lot of interesting discussions in Maseches Kiddushin. Now, the background to the concept of Kiddushin, before Matan Torah, anyone who wanted to marry a woman, even without an act of Kiddushin, they would be machnisa lebeiso, and you'd boil her l'shem ishus, and that's it. That was the isha miyuchedes lo, that was the woman that became his wife for marriage, and she became asura al kala olam based on, she became an ishus ish. But once we had Kabbalah, Torah. So now it became usher to be bowl a woman without kiddushin. Pasuk says, "Losia kedesha mibnos Yisrael," and we became chayiv to be mekadesh nisha before doing nisuin, before marrying her. So kiddushin is the first part of marriage. Obviously, it's the beginning. And in today's daf, we're going to discuss. The Mishnah is going to talk about the three ways to accomplish kiddushin, the two ways to end kiddushin, and then once we're discussing that, we're going to talk about one way to acquire Yavama, two ways to end the relationship of Zika that's created with Misa Sabal when there are no children. Then the Daf is going to talk about why we use the term Niknis in the first parak of this Masechta as opposed to Kiddushin of Mekadesh, because we're going to discuss, because Kinyan is the more appropriate term to use when we're talking about Kesef. On Amud Beis, we're going to mention how we use Lashon Kiddushin in the second parak, because that's a Lashon of the Rabbanan, and we're going to discuss why the Rabbanan chose that Lashon. We're also going to give two reasons why we don't discuss the first parak mitzad ha'ish, ha'ish kone. Why is it ha'isha niknes, that it's the woman who is niknes as opposed to the man who is doing the kinyanim. And then the Gemara is going to spend some time discussing why it says, we're going to spend so much time on each word in the first four words of the Masechta. We're going to discuss why it says bishalosh as opposed to bishlosha. Would seem to be the more appropriate term. And then we're going to discuss the following word, drachim. Why it says drachim as opposed to dvarim. Dvarim would have seemed to have been the more appropriate word. So essentially, Daf Beis deals with the first four words of the Mishnah. Ha'isha, niknes, b'shalosh, drachim. We have problems with each one of those words. With ha'isha, why it's not ha'ish. Niknes, why it's not kiddushin, why it's niknes. Shalosh, why it's not shlosha. And drachim, why it's not dvarim. So let's begin the Mishnah. Let's begin. Masechta Hilchas Kiddushin. So with the clock change, I apologize. I didn't have time to prepare, but we'll do our best. If I can't do Kiddushin Daf Beis off the cuff, then I got problems. So let's see. Hayisha Niknes B'Sholosh Drachim. A woman could be Niknes with three ways. V'Kones Atzma B'Shtei Drachim. And she could acquire herself back in two ways. Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Bia. She is Niknes with Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. Those are the three ways. With Kesef, with which we're about to see how much Kesef has to be given, but it is not, as it will be clear many times throughout the Masechta, it is not that one is buying a woman. It is this is what's called a kinyan iser. A person makes a kinyan. The kesef is symbolic. It creates the status change of the woman that she now becomes an eishes ish. She does not become mamono shel bal. He's not allowed to sell her. He doesn't. That's not the type of kesef that we're talking about here. We have that when it comes to an eved, where there's both kinyan iser and kinyan mamon. But the kinyan he has in ishus is a kinyan iser, and which means that it reflects a status change rather than ownership of any type. That's kesef shtar is that he writes a shtar to be mekadesh her, and bia is that the man is just simply boel her. We're going to learn later on in the Masechta that Rav was mangid al man de mekadesh bebia. Rav gave malchus, at least according to one opinion, for a man who's mekadesh woman with bia. It's not the most tsanua way to be mekadesh woman, and therefore we don't do that. We don't even do shtar anymore. We don't even really do kesef. We do what's called shava kesef, which has the same status as kesef. If you look at Rashi, it's interesting the way he sets up each of the methods of kiddushin, how it's accomplished. Bekesef u'bishtar, Rashi writes, mefarish b'braisa b'gemara, how do you do kesef? Nosin la kesef, o shava kesef, v'omer la hareya mukudeshesli. You do the act, you give her, you do the maisa kiddushin, you give her either kesef or shava kesef, and you say, all right, mukadeshesli. The amira apparently is a critical component. Shtar, how do you do shtar? Kosiv l'alnyar, aval b'shein shav pruta harei mukadeshesli. You write on a piece of paper the words harei mukadeshesli, and then you give that piece of paper to her. That is a maisa kiddushin. Now notice, by shtar, he never says that omer harei mukadeshesli. You don't say the words harei mukadeshesli. You just give her the piece of paper that says harei mukadeshesli. Bia ba'alev omer hiskat shili b'biazu. Bia is that he's ba'aler and he says that there's an amira when it comes to Bia, that he has to say, Harei HaMukadeshesli B'Biyazu. V'kuli Yalf Mekrai, time to the Shem Farish Mekrai, and we're going to learn all these from Psukim, all these three methods of Kinyanim, from Psukim in the Gemara, so that's going to be derived in the Gemara. But it's just interesting to note how Rashi sets it up, and we see it's not so pashut, that when it comes to Shtar, there's no Amira, that the Amira is being done in writing, that when you write, Harei HaMukadeshesli in the Shtar, that apparently suffices for Amira. Says the Mishnah further now, Beishame Omrim Bedinar Ubeshava Dinar. Beishame says, how much money has to be given to her in order to effect the kiddushin, a dinar or a shava dinar, either an actual dinar or something worth a dinar. Beisilomim bepruta beshava pruta. Beisil says either you give her a pruta or you give her something worth a pruta. Vekamahi pruta, and how much is a pruta? Echad mishmona beisari italki, 1/8 of an Italian isar, which is a type of coin. Vekones, so that's how a woman is miskadashes. That's how you get married. How does one get unmarried? So we just spent 90 days discussing that. V'kones atzma beget, she could acquire herself back with a get, ubemisas habal, and also with the death of the husband, she goes back into her own reshus, and she's no longer attached to her husband in any way. Then the Mishnah continues, ayivama niknes bebia, v'kones atzma bechalisu misas hayavim. There's only one way to acquire yivama, mida oraisa, and that is with bia, and there are two ways to undo a zikas yibum. This is not two ways to undo a yibum. Once the yibum was done, you need a get. You can't do it. It's too late to do chalitza. But when there's a zikas yibum, which means that the brother died, but no yibum has been done yet, so there are two ways to break that zika, to break that connection. Either the yavam can die, or they do chalitza, and that will break the connection, and she will be mutaris yolam. That is all mita oraisa. Rashi over here points out, bibia lios kishta l'chaldavar shim bolagar sha'acharka. that once you do yibum, in order to break it, you need a get. That the point is that unlike kiddushin, which can happen in three ways, when it comes to yivama, there's only one way midah oraisa to make it happen, and that is with bia. Shtar and kesef do not work minatora. Ella midrabanan de tikun de mahani b'mamar, but midrabanan they did make an institution that's similar to kiddush shtar called mamar, where a person can do kiddush kesef called mamar if he's mekadish with kesef, and he says to her, the yavam is mekadish the yavam with kesef, so that creates some level of connection. It's not going to make the full marriage where he'll be able to yarshin her, or if he's a Kohen to become Tamiter, nor does it get her off the hook from Chalitza either. But so what does it accomplish? What does Maimer accomplish? If it does nothing in terms of making their marriage, what does it do exactly? It apostles her on the other brothers. That's what it accomplishes. And it makes her apostle to marry the other brothers. So if Reuven died, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, whatever, are still alive. So if Shimon does Maimer, Levi and Yehuda are now off limits. They're not allowed to do any form of marriage with that woman. The Rama quotes two shitos, whether shtar kiddushin that's written on a mechuber lakarka is kosher or not kosher. I mean, we said one of the methods of kiddushin is shtar. The Chalkos Mechokik writes that Rashi in the Tshuva says that it's possible because of the hekish havayili yitzia. This is going to be a theme that comes up a lot in this mesechta, that we have gittin and kiddushin back to back with each other. There's a hekish havayili yitzia. Many of the dinim of kiddushin are derived from get, that we learn where does it say in the Torah that a man could be Mekadish Nisha with a shtar? The answer is nowhere. It says nowhere in the Torah that a man could be Mekadish Nisha with a shtar, but it says that a man could be Megarish Nisha because of La Sefer Krisos. It's the Hekesh Havayi Liyitzia that we derive that a man could be Mekadish Nisha with a shtar. So the major discussion that's going to come up several places is how far does that Hekesh go? Do all of the Dinim of Kiddushin apply to get and vice versa? The Gemara is going to even raise the possibility, why is it that one cannot be megarish with bia? If we really are makish havayi liyitzia and you can be mekadish with bia, why can't you be megarish with bia? As counterintuitive as it would seem to be. So that's what the Chalkos Mechokik writes in the name of the Shufa Rashba, that just like a get on mechuber lekarka is possible, so too shtar kiddush on mechuber lekarka is possible. How do we know get mechuber lekarkos pasul? That we learn gittin daf chaf aleph, and but the Rashba in Tshuva writes that the Tshuva goes in Simon Taf Reish in a different Tshuva says that a shtar kiddushin b'mechuber is kosher, and he says that the sugi in gittin that seems to indicate otherwise we have to explain in some other way. The psul of mechuber for a get, the Yerushalmi learns from the fact that it calls it a sefer kri. Just like a sefer is talush, a sefer is something that's detached from the ground, so kiddushin also has to be something that's detached. According to the Bavli, we learn it from the word vinasan. Pasuk says vinasan biyada, so it has to be davar nitan miyad liyad, as opposed to something that's mechuber lekarka is not nitan miyad liyad. You can't hand it over from one person to another person. So shtar kiddushin b'mechuber is going to be kashu because you don't have this requirement of vinasan. You don't have this pasuk. By shtar kiddushin. So the Gra says, yeah, but why don't we learn that shtar kiddushin has to be talush because of havayi liyitzia? Meaning, you're right, you don't have this pasuk by shtar kiddushin, but you don't need the pasuk by shtar kiddushin. You have a hekesh of havayi liyitzia. Also, the Gra says on the Ramah that kasal davar mechub lekarka or in Yisuri Anah, he says yesh omrim that it's pasuk the yesh machshirim. So it sounds like a shtar kiddushin on Yisuri Anah and a shtar kiddushin on mechubar can both be kasher. But if it's kasher be Yisuri Anah, it must be because you compare shtar kiddushin to a get, which is kasher b'yisurei anah. That would be the way you'd be melamed. You'd learn that a shtar kiddushin is kasher on yisurei anah from a get. Well, according to that, if you're going to carry forward that hekesh of havayi liyitzia, then you should also say that shtar kiddushin b'mechubar is pasul for the very same reason they say shtar kiddushin on yisurei anah is kasher. Is the very same reason that you should say shtar kiddushin b'mechubar is pasul. It's based on the hekesh. So that's what the Gra asks on the Shita of the Rama. Okay, it's one of many, many topics that we could discuss on this Mishnah. But let's start the Gemara. Let's see. So it says the Gemara. Ha'isha niknis. Maishna hafa detani ha'isha niknis. U'maishna hasam detani ha'ish mekadesh. Right away the Gemara says, let's contrast how the Masechta starts with how the second parak starts. How the first parak starts with how the second parak starts. The first parak starts with ha'isha niknis, and the second parak starts with ha'ish mekadesh. And they're describing the same exact thing. They're both describing kiddushin. So why do we have different words to describe the same exact thing? Now from the question itself, you can't tell which word we're bothered by. Are we bothered by the shift from Isha to Ish, or are we bothered by the shift from Niknes to Mekadesh? From the answer, it's going to be clear that although we're going to deal with both of those issues, both the issue of Ha'isha and the issue of Niknes, first we're dealing with the second word of the Masechta, then we'll go back to deal with the first word of the Masechta. So the first matter of business, the first thing that's bothering us is why it says Niknes as opposed to Mekadesh. So that's the Kasha of the Gemara. Why is it that in the second parak it talks about being Mekadesh, and over here it talks about being Niknes? So answer Gemara Mishum to Kabayi Lemisni Kesef, because on the list of Darchei Akinyanim, of ways of being Mekadesh Nisha, we want to mention Kesef, and since we want to mention Kesef, it makes most sense to talk about Niknes, to talk about a Kinyan, because that's the appropriate term to use when discussing Kesef. The Kesef Minolan, how do I know that a woman could be acquired with Kesef? Gomorrah, this is just parenthetical, that once we mention that we're focused on Kesef, parenthetically we mention this is not the Iker Sugya of Kesef Minalan. We're going to have it in a couple of days. But right now we're just mentioning parenthetically, by the way, how do I know that a woman could be nicknamed by Kesef? Gomar kicha kicha miste afron. We learn it from the term kicha that's used in the Torah. Ksif hacha ki yikach ish isha. When describing kiddushin, it says ki yikach ish isha, a lashon of kicha, uksif hasam, and it says by Avram Avinu purchasing the Maaretz HaMachpelah, nasati kesef asada kach mimeni. So we see that just like by Avram Avinu purchasing the Maaretz HaMachpelah, it's a transference of money. It's kesef. So too, ki yikach ish isha must be the giving over of kesef. The darshanim like to ask of all places to learn kiddushin. Why would you learn kiddushin from the least romantic place on earth? From burying a wife. From a case where the woman is dead and you're burying her and buying and you're dealing with Ephron, with Maaretz HaMachpelah. Why would that be? So I mean, the answer is the Ribbono Shel Olam put that way in his Torah. It's kicha kicha. It's a gzeirah shavah. You don't have such kashas, but if you're a darshan, you could have such kashas. So I once heard from my friend Rav Yecheskel Freundlich in Atlanta, Georgia. I forgot who he quoted. He said that that if you think about the what was going on in each person's head at the purchase of Maaretz HaMachpelah. Avraham Avinu was buying the Maaretz HaMachpelah, and Ephron was selling this worthless cave. So Ephron is thinking, this guy's going to give me all this silver for this worthless cave. You can't plant anything. You can't do anything here. I'm getting a deal of the century. I'm getting an unbelievable steal over here. He's giving me all this silver coins, and I'm giving him something that's worth pretty much nothing. And Avram Avinu is thinking, I'm getting the Maaretz HaMachpelah, Makom Tefillah, Ledorei Doros, for Klal Yisrael, for what? For a few silver coins? I'm being Kona, you know, for the Jewish people, for centuries in the future. I'm getting the best deal in the whole world. So maybe that's the connection to Kiddushin, that Ki Yikach Ish Isha, when a couple gets married, that each one should be thinking, for what I have to offer, I'm really getting the best deal in the whole world over here, that I get to, okay, nice drush. So it's a good one for a Shavuot, because you always keep in your back pocket. That's a good one to remember. So anyway, it works for every parsha, right? You could say whatever, as long as there's a couple getting married, it works. So v'kicha ikri kinyan, and kicha is called a kinyan. T'chsiv hasada asher kona Avraham. Pasuk says hasada asher kona Avraham. So we see that the kicha is referred to as a kinyan. Inami sados b'kesef yiknu, where we see that sada is related to kinyan. Sados b'kesef yiknu. That's why t'ni ha'isha niknes. That's why it says ha'isha niknes as opposed to a lashon of kiddushin. That's why we use the term niknes over here. The Ritva writes that it's not really gzeirah shavah, kicha kicha, because kicha that it says by Steafron is explicit that it's on kesef, that you should take the kesef. The kicha that it says by kiddushin is about an isha, to acquire the isha. Meaning, if you think about the kach mimeni is the kesef. It's not the field, so you're taking the kesef. Whereas over here, I mean, the gzeirah shavah l'chor doesn't work. The equation doesn't work. Because over here, what do you, the kach is the isha. Kikach is isha. It's not being, you're not being kach, the kesef. It's, so we can't say that it's a real gzeirah shavah, because it's real gzeir shava, it doesn't match up. So you have to say that it's a gilui milsa. Yilmut sasame amufurish, just like Ste'afron, it says kicha, and the kinyan was done with kesef, so too by the kicha that it says by kiddushin, the kicha is done with kesef. Tosus makes the same aura, that it's not doma, the kicha over here to the kicha over there, and Tosus says, no, the Tana just wants to find the lashon of kicha, but it doesn't have to be exactly the exact parallel. The Sma and the Taz have a big machlokas when it comes to kinyan kesef of karka that and of other items. We're talking about being kona in isha. What if you're kona a field with kesef? Does the kesef that you're being kona with have to be the kesef piraon, the kesef that you're paying the field that you're paying for the field with? Meaning, let's say you're buying a field for $100,000. No one will say that you have to, in order to be kona the field, you have to give over a full $100,000 to do an act of kinyan. But you do have to give a shava pruta. If you're going to do a kinyan kesef, it has to be a pruta. How do we view that pruta? When you pay that pruta, is that just a symbolic act of kinyan, but you still owe $100,000? Or is it that you owe $100,000 minus a pruta? That the only way that kinyan works is if this is a down payment. This is part of the payment for the field, whether it's kesef piraon, or it does not have to be kesef piraon. So the Taz holds, this machlokas sma and the Taz. If I'm not mistaken, the sma holds it's supposed to be kesef piraon. The Taz holds it doesn't have to be kesef piraon, it could just be symbolic kesef. And the Taz says, I'll prove to you that I'm right from our sugya, from the very concept that there's kinyan kesef by Isha, and we learn it from Ste'efron. And by Isha, what? You can say that's a down payment, and now you owe the rest of the money? What's the price? How much are you paying? It's not a down payment. It's clearly not that you're paying a price for something. It's obviously a symbolic kinyan, a symbolic act of kinyan that represents a kinyan iser. So that's the raya that Taz has against the Sma, that if we're going to learn the kesef over here from the kesef of karka, how could you say the kesef of karka is a down payment? The kesef over here is clearly not a down payment. So the Avnei Milum says, no, the Sma is correct, because Rashi says that the kesef is learned from the fact that it says, Bechila Kodesh Nosna Kesef V'kamlo, and over there the kesef is the Dmei Achefetz, it's the actual value of the object, and it's a real kesef piraon, and he even seems to suggest that the same is true by kesef avnisha, that it's considered like kesef piraon. But the pashtus and all the achronim is not that way, that it's not kesef piraon whatsoever. And what you have to say is, yeah, kicha is inexact. It's not that it's exactly the same type of kesef. We're just learning from kicha that there's a notion of kesef when it comes to being mekadesh an isha. So far we discussed the second word of the Masechta, why it says niknes as opposed to mekadesh. So frankly, Gemara, yeah, but we're not done with the second word. Once niknes is such an appropriate term to use, meaning at first we were wondering why we would use the word niknes when it comes to an isha. It seems like such an inappropriate term to use. So we answered, okay, because we're talking about kesef, so it makes sense to use the word niknes. But now, once we've justified why it's such an appropriate term to use, well, why isn't that used in the second parak then? So we're always going to have the question of why it's different. So if it's such a good term, v'nisni hasam ha'ishkona, let it say in the second parak ha'ishkona. Why does it say ish mekadesh in the second parak? Well, me'ikara tani lishna da'araisa ulbsof tani lishna da'rabanan. First we want to use the lashon of I'm sorry. The Gemara is asking v'nisni hasam ha'ishkona. Yeah, let it say ha'ishkona instead of ish mekadesh, because first we want to use the lashon d'oraisa, and then we use a lishna d'rabanan, meaning niknes is a lashon min haTorah, mekadesh is a lashon mid'rabanan, meaning that's the rabbinic way of saying erusin is mekadesh. The very idea that we use that word called kiddushin is not something that appears in the Torah. Umay lishna d'rabanan, but what is this lashon of d'rabanan? Meaning, what of all terms to use mekadesh? What is kadosh, kiddushin, hegdish? What in the world does it have to do with an isha? So the Gemara explains, no, there's a real parallel. The asula akuli alma kehegdish. We use kiddushin because to let it be known that what's going on when a man is mekadesh a woman is not that he's mutter to her. It doesn't make her mutter to him. That doesn't happen till nisuin. They're only allowed to live together at nisuin. It's that asur la akuli alma kehegdish. It's like making something hegdish. When you make something hegdish, what have you accomplished? You've made it asur to the entire world. So that's what you've accomplished with hegdish. That's what you accomplished with kiddushin. kiddushin as well. So that's why we call it kiddushin. Now that idea that there's some parallel between being makdish a chayfetz, making an item hegdish, and being makadish an isha is going to be something that comes up in several places in this masechta. So let's just make cover. Let's keep in mind we're going to have to keep score on that. This is the first place where we see a connection between hegdish and kiddushin, and we're going to see in halacha, not just in the term, in halacha it's going to come up in a couple of places that there is a parallel between the two. So now we move on to the first word of the Masechta. V'nisni hacha ha'ish kone. When describing a marriage, why does the first parak begin with ha'isha, describing it from the woman's perspective? Why not say ha'ish kone, describe it from the man's perspective? Says the Gemara, mishum tekabayu l'misna seifa v'kone es atzma bedida tananami resha bedida. It's because the seifa is going to want to say v'kone es atzma bedida from her perspective, so it wants to mention the resha from her perspective as well. So says the Gemara, okay, but then v'nisni ha'ish kone umakne. Who forced you to say the seifa from the woman's perspective, that she's kone es atzma? Say that the ish is kone, and in three ways, and he's makne back to herself in two ways, either through get or through misa sabal. And the Gemara, mishum di'ika misa sabal telav iu kamakni min shemayu hu demakni la. Because misa sabal is not him being makne herself back to her. No, misa sabal is min hashamayim. That happens on its own. That happens with Ribono Shel Olam taking care of that. So you can't describe that as him being makne. So the only way to properly describe both ways of ending a marriage is describing it from the woman's perspective, that kone es atzma. So once we describe the end of marriage from a woman's perspective, we describe the beginning of marriage from a woman's perspective as well, and that's why it's ha'isha niknes. V'ibayisema, another explanation of why it says it, why Dafka says it this way. Itana kona hava midabal karcha. Tani isha niknes dimidaita in shlomidaita lo. If it would have said that the ish is kona, it really should have said itana ha'ish, right? If it would have said ha'ish kona, that the man is kona, that would imply that he could even be kona and isha against her will. So that's why it says ha'isha niknes, that her say matters over here. That only if she's interested in kiddushin does the kiddushin happen. Midaita in shlomidaita. To love, she has no interest in being married to him, then the kiddushin does not work. Now the obvious question is, once we've now dealt with the first two words of the Masechta, is we first dealt with the second word and then we dealt with the first word. So the Ramban raises the question, why don't we ask the question of Vinisni Hacha Ha'ishkona before the previous question, because this question is going on Ha'isha, whereas the previous question was going on Niknes, why it says Niknes, not Miskadeshes, so that really should have been the first one. So why is it that we're going out of order? So the Ramban suggests that if we first would have asked the second question, the question about the word Ha'isha, then and we would have answered this answer, that it's Agav the Seifa, so then the Kasha that we asked first, the Kasha about Niknes, wouldn't be a Kasha. Why doesn't it say Miskadeshes? Because you could answer for that also, that we chose it Agav the Seifa, because in the Seifa, there is no Lashon of Kiddushin to describe how the marriage ends. Kiddushin only describes how the marriage begins. You would not be able to say, oh, Misas Habal and Get is how the woman is what? Mekadesh? No, that's not Kiddushin anymore. Kinyan is the only term that can work both for Get and for Kiddushin. So that's why the Ramban says, Lahagdil Torah Lahadir, we never would have been able to learn the Kicha Kicha over here and Sadas Bekesef Yiknu. We never would have been able to come on to that conversation over here had we had the discussion about the word Aisha before we had the discussion about the word Niknes. Sometimes you find that the Gemara already knows an answer to something, but it will bring 15 Rayas. Lahagdil Torah Lahadir, the Rishonim point out at the beginning of Masechus Pesachim, we spend a daf and a half trying to figure out what the word Or means. And it turns out that there was a Beferish Abraisa that uses the word Leil Arba Asar, and then we had it in our back pocket the whole time, but we'd rather go through Tanakh and look at every single time the word Or appears in Tanakh, and we'll be able to learn so many important psukim, so many important inyanim when we look that way. Okay, says Gemara further now. Now we move on to the third word of the Masechta, which ironically is Shalosh. Umayiri Detani Shalosh Lisni Shlosha. Why does it say Shalosh? It should say Shlosha. Says Gemara, Mishum Tukabayi Limisni Derech V'Derech Lashon Nekevahu Dichsiva Odat Al Masechta a derech yelchuba, because we're going to say the Mishnah says yishniknos b'shalosh derachim. So since shalosh is going on derachim and derech we find is a lashon of nekeva, so we use the lashon nekeva of shalosh. Remember, with numbers it's backwards. Shalosh is nekeva. Shalosha would be zachar. So we have to use the lashon nekeva of shalosh. Ve'ala haditanya. So well, wait a second. You want to tell me derech is a lashon nekeva? The Bryce says b'shiv'a durachim, not b'sheva, b'shiv'a durachim, botkines azav, that we're bodik azav in shiva durachim, nisni sheva. Let it say it in the lashon nekeva of sheva, if after all it's talking about durachim. So what's the shiva durachim botkines azav? What this means is that if a person has a flow of ziva from their body, they become tame, but that's only if it's an inexplicable flow of ziva from their body. If we could explain why this happened, why something came out of their body, they had hirhurim, they ate spicy food, they had this, that, seven different ways. So there's a list of seven questions that we are bodek the zav with, means we ask a questionnaire. Did this happen? Did that happen? Did that happen? And if he's able to say in the negative on each one, then we say, okay, so then you're a zav, then you're just plain tame. So b'shiva, but the point over here is not about that, it's not about the details, it's just about the fact that it says drachim and it still uses the term shiva. So ask Gemara, mishum tekabai l'misni derech, v'ashchan derech te'ikri lashon zachar, t'chsiv b'derech echad yetzu elecha, u b'shiva drachim yanusu lefenecha. No, because we do find in Tanakh that the word derech is a lashon zachar. It says b'derech echad b'shiva drachim. It says in the pasuk, it says in the chumash. So we see that a derech is a lashon zachar. So in fact, the Gemara, well, then we have a real problem, because yihachi kashu kraya adadi kashu nami masnisna adadi. We have two psukim that use derech. One is lashon nekeva, the other is lashon zachar. And we have two mishnayos that use derech. One is lashon zachar, one is lashon nekeva. We have the pasuk of odat lemes haderech yelchu ba lashon nekeva, and the pasuk of shiva Durachim Yenusim Ipnecha Lashon Zachar, that's a stira. We have our Mishnah Yishiniknus B'Shalosh Durachim and Bognezav B'Shiv'a Durachim, and that's a stira also in Mishnayis. So what do we do with that? And Zagmar Kraya Dadilokashin. Psukim, it's not a stira at all. Hacha de B'Torah Kai, over here when we're talking about Torah, that pasuk is about Torah. V'Torah ikri lashon nekeva, and Torah we find is lashon nekeva. D'chsev Torah Hashem temima, not tamim, temima mishivas nafesh. V'kasav lo b'lashon nekeva. So kasav lo b'lashon nekeva. So that's why the pasuk that discusses Torah, the derech of Torah, uses derech b'lashon nekeva. Hasam de'bemolchamakai, but the pasuk v'derech echad yetzu elecha b'shiv drachim yanuslu lefnecha is describing a battlefield. The darko shalish. It's the derech of ish to make milchama. It's not the derech of isha to make milchama. Women aren't warriors. So kasav la b'lashon zachar. That's why it says a b'lashon zachar in that pasuk. Meaning the word derech can go either way. It can go as b'lashon zachar, go as b'lashon nekeva. It really depends on the context. So if the context is a feminine context, we use b'lashon nekeva. If it's a masculine context, we use b'lashon zachar. So it's interesting that it's the way we describe it as being feminine is that Torah itself, the word Torah itself, is Lashon Nekeva, not a description of who engages in Torah. When it comes to Melchama, we're saying, oh, since it's dealing with Melchama, and man engages in Melchama, what about the fact that the word Melchama itself? No, man engages in Melchama. Well, doesn't man engage in Torah also? That's going to come up later in this Masechta, where we're going to learn that women are Peturas, are Pater from Talmud Torah. Only men are Chayiv in Talmud Torah. Okay, so that's a kasha, something that has to be thought about. Masnisna adadi lo kashen, it's also not a stira in the Mishnayos. Hacha delegabi isha kai katani b'lashon nekeva. Over here in this Mishnah, where we're describing from the woman ha'isha nikneis, so we're going to say b'shalosh drachim in the lashon nekeva because we're talking about the isha. Hasan delegabi ishkai, but when we talk about a zav, we're not talking about a zava. A zav, it's a darko shalish libadik, vein darko shalish libadik. This whole bedika that we do is only by a man, it's not by a zava, it's only by a zav. Because the halacha by a woman is, it doesn't matter why a woman became a zava, she's a zava anyway. So tani lashon zachar, that's why it says lashon zachar, because by a woman we would never, there are no shiva drachim, there's no drachim. If she saw ziva, that's it. The whole dinim of zav and zava are completely different from each other in terms of how they become a zav and a zava. The type of tumah is very similar in terms of being metamim Medrash, Mishkav Moshe, that kind of thing. But the way in which a person becomes a Zava and a Zava are entirely different. A woman becomes a Zava simply by bleeding like she would become a Nida, just at a different time of the month than when she becomes a Nida, and that's it. That's the only real difference between that and Nida. Zava is much more similar to Nida in the way it happens. A man becomes a Zav with this unusual illness. It's not Shechva Zara that comes out. It's something else entirely that comes out of his body, and it's not blood either. By a woman, it's blood. By a man, it's not blood. So it's entirely different from each other. And by a man, therefore, if it happens by Ones, the man is not a Zav. By a woman, if it happens by Ones, the woman is a Zav. Says Mar Maitani, Maitaima Tani Shalosh Mishum Drachim. Okay, so what did we say? Why does it say the word Shalosh? Because the term Drachim is going to be used, so it makes the most sense to use the word Shalosh. Well, who told you to use the word Drachim? Nisni Dvarim, Vinisni Shlosha. So now we pick on the fourth word of the Masechta. Let it say Dvarim instead of Drachim, and then you could have said Shlosha. So the Gemara is going to have two answers. Number one, Mishum Dekabai Lemisni Bia, because we want to say Bia. Ubia Ikri Derech. And we find that Bia, since it's one of the ways of a Kiddushim, we're going to have to mention it, and we do find that it's called Derech. Dechsev, Derech Gever Ba'alama, Kein Derech Isha Mina Efes. So it's describing an act of Bia, and he uses the term Derech. Hatenach Bia, Kesef Shtar, Mayikal Meimar. Yeah, but why for Kesef and Shtar do you have to say Derech? Mishum Bia, because once Bia is a Derech, so we use that term for Kesef and Shtar as well. Vatani Tarti Yatu Chada. So you're gonna alter the usage of which term to use based on one of the three ways to do Kiddushin? Shouldn't we go with the majority that the other two, Derech is not so shaykh for the other two? So Hanach Nami Tzorech Bia Ninu. No, because even when you do Kiddush Kesef, Kiddush Shtar, ultimately it's supposed to lead to a Bia. So it's all really Bia. And therefore, we can use the term Derech. Second answer says, Gemara, V'yiba Yisema, Hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. That we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon. The time Rabbi Shimon, Reima Amra Torah, Ki Yikach Esh Isha, V'lo Kosav, Ki Tilok Ach Isha Le'ish. Why does it describe in the Torah a man taking a woman as opposed to a woman being taken by a man? Mepnei Shedarko Shalish Lachzor Alisha, Vein Darko Shalish Lachzor Alisha Lachzor Alish. Because the Derech Ha'olam, Derech is the lashon that's supposed to imply Derech Eretz, that the appropriate way to go about things is that it's the Derech of a man to look for a wife. It's not the Derech of a wife to look for a man. Mashal Adam Shavdala Aveda. It's like a person who loses an Aveda. Adam Rishon lost his rib. So a person who loses an Aveda, what happens? Mi chozer al mi. Bal Aveda. Mechazer al Aveda. So it's the Bal Aveda who's always looking for his Aveda. It's not the Aveda that's looking for the Bal Aveda. So that solves the first four words of the Masechta, but in doing so, we just said that the term Derech is always going to be used when it's teaching some sort of Derech Eretz. So the next step the Gemara is going to have is take a little tour through Shas, where we use the term Derech, and what type of Derech Eretz does it teach in all the other places that it uses the term Derech. But at least we learned four words today. Okay.